Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here because today we have a trip report. It's my trip report from my trip down to Pop Century, Yacht Club, and Caribbean Beach over the last 10 days. Ricky joins me. We talk about the trip. We go just about an hour long. Sorry that it's a longer show, but I'm super excited to share so many things. And I didn't get to half of what happened on this trip, but lots of fun stories. And some practical advice to help you on your next trip. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put out this show 3 to 4 times every single week. And our patrons get a fifth show, Mike in the Midwest, every Thursday. And you got a preview of today's show this past weekend, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you'd like to become a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1933 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and so glad to be back from the Sunshine State and from Walt Disney World. My triple resort whammy. Trip is now in the books, and we're going to talk about that today because Monday is about trip reports. I'm usually on the other side of things, but today I'm going to sit down with your friend and mine, Ricky, and we're going to talk about my trip, 3 resorts, lots of memories, lots of new experiences, and lots of fun. So let's get her in here. We're doing something different, a little break in the fourth wall again. We're recording on a Saturday, so this one's going to be pretty fresh when it hits your feed on Sunday night. And I'm not used to podcasting on a Saturday evening, so this is very bizarre. So joining us from themouseforless.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's up?
Yeah, I know. It is weird to do this on a Saturday. I'm kind of like all thrown off. I mean, you know, I'm usually out and about with Brian doing, you know, couple-y things. And, you know, Mike asked, can you do this today? So I was like, yeah, I can fit you in somewhere.
And I was told that while we're recording here, Brian just decided to go to Walmart just to go to Walmart. No, nothing to get, just for the entertainment value of Walmart on a Sunday or Saturday night, which I agree with. I mean, that can be a thing.
Yeah, I know. I asked him as he was like leaving out the door. I'm like, are you going for anything? He's like, no, just walk around. I said, okay, well, have fun.
I like his style. All right. So before we jump into the trip report, I got to say, you know, when I go down to Walt Disney World, shout out to Kathy, one of our great agents over at the Magic for Less. She covered my guests for me. I can't do this, go on vacation without my colleagues at the Magic for Less. Sometimes it's Jocelyn, sometimes it's Jeanette, sometimes it's Kat. It's a lot of times it's Kathy lately. She does a tremendous job. So shout out Kathy. So if you ever need anything, let me know. I'll hook you up with Kathy if I'm unavailable, but she did a great job. And, you know, so while I'm down there, I get to kind of disconnect. I don't, you know, follow the Disney news as closely. However, this trip, I had to do a few things because of the circumstances.
Because people ask you for pictures.
Well, it's not a big deal. I mean, you say get a picture of the Plaza ice cream joint. I go in and get an ice cream.
I didn't figure you had any problem assisting me in my need.
Right. So. I'll take that assignment anytime. Go get a picture of the ice cream. Okay. That means I got to get an ice cream. Okay. That'll work.
Exactly.
Okay. But here's the thing. So while I was down there, we got some good news. All the resorts are going to be back open here by the end of the year. So I'm so pumped about that. And I'll say since I returned, you know, I start working immediately. Like I was at the gate on Thursday evening to come home and I pop up the, you know, the laptop and I start to go through, you know, delete all the, you know, emails from like Buffalo Wild Wings and, you know, school because it's summer. All stuff I don't need to get to. I start prioritizing the massively, you know, blitzed inbox. And, you know, I see that all the resorts are back up and I had heard that I'd, you know, been on Twitter and stuff, but it's an exciting thing to, you know, over the past 48 hours to book reservations at Riverside and Music in a Family Suite and stuff like that. I mean, the whole theme of this show, and this is why I'm saying this, this theme of this show is we're back. In my opinion, everybody's got their own opinion, but after being at Walt Disney World for 10 days from July 5th to July 15th, we are back at Walt Disney World, in my opinion.
We had that show, too, you know, right before you left and everything of when do you think Walt Disney World will be back? And I feel like they've certainly made a lot of strides just since we recorded that show to come back to you know, being normal again. So I think you're right. I think it's definitely getting a lot closer to being, you know, 100% back, you know, as far as things are concerned. I mean, there's still a few issues, of course, like, you know, no character meet and greets and stuff like that. And restaurants are still a little tight as far as, like, you know, letting people in still. I still feel like that's still an issue. But I mean, it's the reality of like a Disney vacation definitely seems more normal than not at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, and so, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, Columbia Harbor House isn't open. There's a few minor things. Character meet and greets are still socially distant. But, I mean, I think those things are going to be resolved quickly, I would assume. Right. But, I mean, I kept telling this to Scott once he arrived. He arrived about halfway through my vacation. And, you know, we'd have these discussions, and I just kept telling him, man, this feels like 2019. Like, we're not wearing masks. We're watching fireworks. We're packed in like sardines.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I saw those pictures. You were packed in like sardines.
I'll talk about some of the resort stuff and some of the, you know, the things we did. But I mean, just kind of right off the bat, the things people are curious about. I saw Epcot Forever 3 times. Saw Happily Ever After 2x. So I saw fireworks. I might have seen it 3 times. I can't remember. But I mean, I was excited for fireworks. It's one of those things. Yeah. I was talking to Pam about this Pam. And the thing was, you know, you would kind of, and I know you're not a big fireworks person, and I do like a, you know, an ending to a day with fireworks, but sometimes I'll skip them. You know, sometimes you end up at Disney Springs. Sometimes you're at your resort swimming. You know, I don't always do fireworks, but if I'm in a park, I'll watch the fireworks. I'll make a point. But the thing was, they were, it was amazing. And it wasn't just the explosions over the castle or, you know, the fireworks at Epcot over World Showcase Lagoon. What it was the hour before and people camping out again and the camaraderie of people getting excited for the 15-minute announcement, the 10-minute announcement. Okay, in a few minutes, it's going to happen. I mean, when Tinkerbell flew over the Magic Kingdom on, you know, the first time we were in the Magic Kingdom was on the 7th. I mean, the place went nuts. I mean, it was just like, whoa. And the thing was, like, people always got excited for Tinkerbell.
Yeah. But it's already an emotional thing. Right. And then you add the fact that you haven't seen fireworks for, you know, a year. And, I mean, yeah, the emotions just hit even more when Tinkerbell comes out, I'm sure.
It was crazy. Because the thing is, you have your first-timers, so you're going to be excited no matter when. You know, it could have been, you know, 2012. It doesn't matter. But there are a lot of folks who have been going, you know, a lot, you know, like us, that tend to go, we had the big hiatus, we haven't had fireworks in, you know, over a year. And the thing was, you know, there's indicators in everybody's kind of heart and everybody's brain as to, okay, that's a return to normal. I mean, like, I know that sounds dumb to have Tinkerbell flying over the hub.
No, it's not dumb.
But I mean, I was like, whoa, okay, well, that's pretty, you know, fireworks, Tinkerbell, the music. And the thing is, you know, some people are going to, you know, maybe this is a hot take. I don't know. Like, we were jammed in Magic Kingdom to watch those fireworks every time we saw them. I mean, just like 2019. I mean, shoulder to shoulder from the castle all the way to town square, all the way down Main Street, packed. And you know what? I was just grinning from ear to ear because that's how things have to happen to get back to normal. I mean, and the thing was, you know, I look back on all the discussions that we had over the past year and stuff, and it was like, oh, they could do fireworks. Everybody could step, you know, stay on a dot, you know? And then I was thinking, there's no way that could have happened.
Not the number of people that
not
were
a chance.
Not seen bammed in.
Somebody tried to plow through us at, like, you know, the fireworks like 9:15 at like 9:05 with like a scooter trying to get, you know, we were trying to get from like, we were like right by the, you know, outer ring on Main Street there of the hub. And, you know, they wanted to get up by the partner statue. Like, it wasn't happening, you know, like there was just no paths at that point. You had to take the path that was around by Crystal Palace. But the thing, you know, nobody's going to step on those dots. That's why they couldn't have fireworks. They couldn't have. I mean, there's no way, because people get so excited. I mean, people were just drawn in. But it was a return to normal. So I was excited for that. Of course, we didn't have to wear masks. That was incredible. I mean, it was just, we wore them on the buses and the Skyliner when they were looking. Because the thing is, because the Skyliner, we kept our masks on the whole time if we were on a party with somebody other than us. But we figured if, like, you're on there with your family, you know, like, dude, they, you know, we play by the rules when they asked us to, because that's their rules. But the thing is, like, just to be able to have a Coke Zero, you know, in your cup and you're walking World Showcase and you don't have to wear a mask and there's a return of some live entertainment, not a lot, but some is there. It's just, oh, it was, it felt like we're back. I mean, you know, almost every attraction was open. There were very few that were down. I mean, I don't know. You've been monitoring all this. I mean, what are you feeling from, because you're going to be there here in the next couple of weeks.
This weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. So you're going to get your sense of it. But I mean, I'm telling you, one of the other things I told Pam that I'm excited for this, and this is so bizarre, right? People are going to be like, Mike has lost his mind. We rode the bus a lot when we stayed at Pop Century to get around because we took Magical Express and stuff. And the thing is, man, they're back to, if there is a spot on the, move back. I mean, you are in every seat, in every
available space.
It
right?
was one of these where I was like, oh my gosh, my face is in this dude's armpit. I'm back as far as I can go, bus driver. And it was, it was awesome because I didn't have to wait for 7 buses. I could get on in maybe 2. And it just, some people hate that. Steve Forrester will not ride a bus because of what I just said. I'm just like, it's 20 minutes. Get me to my bed. I'd rather just, you know, my first gender do darn pit. I just want to get to my bed. Let's roll. I can take it for 20 rather than wait an hour for a seat. It was normal. So I don't know. What did you see from afar? Because that was my quick take on why I think we're very close to being back, or we are back.
Yeah. I mean, I went right as they were starting to relax everything. So I think they were still requiring masks inside attractions and stuff like that, but they were not requiring them outside. So I still haven't done like the full experience with everything. I'll get that this weekend. But you know, I definitely notice what you're talking about of, you know, they are, it seems with every passing day, more and more things are getting reintroduced. You know, we've had restaurants come back open. You know, things like Trails End just reopened. Please bring back my fried chicken.
I had the fried chicken from Trails End while I was there, by the way.
At Trails End. Oh, you had the PJs.
I don't care. I ate fried chicken in Trails End, and it was good.
But it was not what is being served right now, so I'm mad.
It was Trails End fried chicken, baby.
They can bring back Ohana noodles. They can bring back my fried chicken. Anyway, so, you know, we see restaurants that are coming back, you know, like we have Casey's, the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor is a big one for me. You know, I mean, yes, I saw your pictures of the menu, that it is a different menu right now. You know, obviously they can't serve everything that they used to have.
Let me talk about that real quick. Why are you bringing that up? Okay, they had like sundaes and cones. And then a couple nights later, they had that ice cream cookie sandwich with the two cookies and the ice cream. That rocks, by the way. It was like $6.79. Buy it. When I posted on Instagram, Mike Bankhead said, "Now you're Disneying." That was his. Yes. That was his quote. I was like, "Yes, we are, buddy. Yes, we are." And we were watching fireworks with it melting all over my face. But I will say, because the Plaza reminded me of this, I want to jump this. I have so much to talk about. I know we got 40 minutes. We'll talk about this over the next couple weeks as people, you know, as we get time. But the thing was, you can tell that the college program kids are just arriving, right? I mean, they're going to be filling a lot of spots, and thank God for them, because they need the labor force. But the thing is, man, what we saw time and time and time again, especially when it came to quick service dining locations and places like the Plaza, is that you saw, and this was, I mean, I don't know if Disney can help this, but like at the Plaza, it slammed right on the 7th. It was the day it opened. And, you know, every day since, the thing was, they have two registers in there, and every, you know, 50,000 people want ice cream. And there's only two registers, and both people working the registers were earning their ears. And like, they were trying to figure out how to use the cash register, which I get it. Everybody's got to be a rookie at some point. Everybody's got to learn. But, you know, like, they couldn't find two people that know how to run the register. You know, and it's like, dude, it's like learning how to play football, like, you know, in the Super Bowl. Like, it's crazy. I felt for them because they're trying to learn, and there's a line all the way to, you know, to Starbucks. It's crazy. Exactly. So we saw that time and time again, though, the quick service places, lots of training going on with very few people with experience.
Which makes complete sense, and I think is still why we haven't seen a full resurgence back, especially with like counter service, you know, with, because everything's still for the most part mobile order. So I think, you know, as we try to, you know, rehire these college program kids back and get them trained and everything like that, I think we're going to start to see things like, you know, mobile order get relaxed a little bit, you know, just so that people can actually place the order while they're in the parks.
My wife hates mobile order. Like, she says, she says you should have the option. And I agree. Agreed. I agree. And I think we'll get there. I understand that during the height of the pandemic, we had to have mobile order because it was less contact. It was very, you know, it was very contactless. You just do this, grab your bag, and you're out. So I get it. But I mean, the thing is, again, that's mobile order's less labor intensive from Disney's point of view. And right now, labor is at a premium, not only at Disney, but across the country. So I get it, but she's right. The experience for the guests will be better when you have a choice. And, you know, if like I will mobile order because I'm a tech guy,
absolutely.
But it's better for me when not everybody's mobile ordering because I can get my stuff quicker.
Absolutely. I mean, Brian, I think when we were there, you know, in May, we left him to go to the parks. He had to do some things around the hotel and stuff like that. And he couldn't get food because he didn't have mobile order on his phone. You know, like he didn't have the app. He didn't realize that he had a mobile order. So like he was out of luck because he couldn't do anything. So I think you're right. They need to at least go back to a little bit of like the combination of both. And I think that'll be better for everyone involved. But you know, overall, I think that you're right. We're getting closer and closer to more normality. And that part's good. You know, it's just going to take some time. Now, really, I think we've established because of the labor, you know, that's really going to be the driving force behind how soon Disney can become even more normal at this point. So I really think that's the key ingredient that we're still kind of missing is, you know, the labor, getting the labor back up to, I mean, you know, maybe not where it was before because it's going to take a long time for that, but closer to where it was. So.
And one thing I also noticed with that was... a couple of times we mobile ordered, and so you know you hit your button when you're there. You know, like when you're walking up. I mean, you learn that you can kind of play with it. You know, like you know the roulette kind of thing. Like I was starving for my Ronto wrap, so I hit it when I was you know like passing the
so
theater,
good.
Right? Because I'd be there quick. The thing is, there were a couple times, especially at Cosmic Rays, where. You know, I hit it. I was actually in Tomorrowland. I hit it. I got there. I waited 30 minutes after the screen turned purple before I got my food because the thing was the line was so long when you got there. It said, like, go to Bay 1, Bay 2, or, you know, line 1, 2, 3 to pick up your mobile order.
Yeah.
All of them were about 10 people deep, and they were struggling to get everybody their food. And so the thing was, like, by the time I got my food, it was, you know, 30 minutes later, the fries were cold. I mean, it was just a minor thing. But the thing is, you know, there's still mobile orders... It probably works if you have folks working behind the counter that can quickly, you know, churn the orders.
Yeah.
But I think they're having, you know, they're struggling. This again, it's a labor thing. They're learning
how
to find, you know, this ticket with this order number and get people out, you know, in and out. So, but it'll be fine. Kim brought up something here in the live chat. Kim Taylor, our good friend down there at Walt Disney World. Sorry I missed you. It was just a crazy nut house. And I'll be down in October. So we'll see you soon. Actually, in September. But the thing is, I thought the exact same thing she just typed on the screen. There's no reason, not a reason other than labor. Again, and somebody's asking about why don't we have Monsters, Inc. or, you know, or Monsters Laugh Floor. Why don't we have Nemo? Why don't we have Indiana Jones? I think it's the same thing because it's a labor thing. Because the social distancing stuff's been, you know, that's out the door at Walt Disney World, at least right now. I mean, if you've been there since in the last couple of weeks, you know, everybody's on top of each other. And everybody, you know that going in at this point. Here's the thing, though. Those things, they do eat a lot of people, but the staffing for those attractions is huge. I mean, Finding Nemo has a lot of actors, a lot going on. So does Indiana Jones.
A lot
Jones.
Behind the scenes, too,
right,
that you don't have
technical
to think about.
Stuff. Yeah, technical crew. Same for Indiana Jones. So I think that's going to be one of the last things to come. But yeah, those are people eaters, so that'd be nice because it would help spread out the crowds. But what Kim said in the thing was, if you can have fireworks, you can have full parades. I 100% agree. I know the character cavalcades are great. But after being there this time, I think it's time to, and I know that I was a huge fan of them, and I still, they should use them occasionally, but there's nothing like a true parade for those folks. And especially in this time where you really want to see the characters, you could knock out seeing 15 characters in a parade all at once. So bring back the parades. Festival of Fantasy, bring back a nighttime parade. Let's do it, Disney. There's no reason, because the thing is, as soon as a character cavalcade comes out, man, it looks like Spectrum Magic in 2015. It's crazy. Like, people are right there on the curb on top of each other. Just do a parade. I mean, you know, we stood shoulder to shoulder for an hour. Yeah, for the fireworks, I mean, we stood shoulder to shoulder for an hour. I mean, so there's no reason not to have parades. But again, probably labor.
I still prefer the cavalcades. I think that they're a better option. I like the quickness of them. You know, they happen every 15 minutes or so. So I know if I'm on Main Street, and chances are I'll be on Main Street for a little bit of time, you know, browsing or whatever, there's a good chance I'm going to see one, maybe two cavalcades as I'm walking through Main Street USA, or, you know, if I'm an Animal Kingdom with the flotillas or, you know, whatever. Like, I really do like the cavalcades. I think that they work much better, but I understand the, you know, desire from everyone else to have parades back. Again, I'm not a huge parade person in general. So for me, the cavalcades work, and that's why I like them much better. I understand, though, that, you know, I'm not everybody, and a lot of people do like parades, so I get it. It's just, you know, I think the cavalcades just work better. But I get your point of view for sure.
The cavalcades work better for folks like us, I think, that, you know, could take or leave. It's not going to make or break that you saw, you know, Princess Tiana, you know, like, I mean, right. But the thing is, like, if you know Princess Tiana's in Festival of Fantasy, you can schedule day around, and okay, that, at 2:30, I'm going to make sure I see it. Yeah, that's what she just said, and I think that's a great point.
Is saying, yeah, when guests ask to see Mickey, it's difficult. That part I totally get, because there really is no, like, set time to see Mickey anywhere, you know? I mean, you could see him in the cavalcade. You might see him waving from the train station, you know, whatever. But those are really, I think those are really the only two spots that I've seen Mickey, especially at the Magic Kingdom. So, and not having a set time for that, I do understand the frustration of that 100%. So yeah. I get that.
You know, the thing is, like, I want the parades back, but I mean, don't put away the cavalcades for sure. It's kind of it would be just, and I know they probably will put the cavalcades away once they get the parades back, because it's probably not going to be
exactly
something that they want to have additional, but, you know,
at least maybe at the Magic Kingdom, I think they'll keep them at some of the other parks, though.
Yeah. I mean, we rope dropped a Regal Eagle with our Regal Beagle shirts, which was pretty awesome. Shout out Scott for getting those.
Did anyone say anything to you about them?
Not at Regal Eagle, but lots of guests did. So that was worth the trip. Good, yeah. But the thing is, you know, like, while we were, you know, waiting for our order, like at 11:30 for like this huge barbecue lunch, I heard music start playing on the promenade. Like, I was like, what's that all about? And then it was, you know, like three princesses rolled by. I think it was like Cinderella, Snow White, and Tiana, like right there, you know, past the American Pavilion. So that's cool. Like, you wouldn't see that under normal circumstances. That was neat.
No one was in World Showcase
at that time. It was 11:30, and like, I felt bad. Like, so I went out and waved, like, so that they weren't just like waving to nobody. You know, it was kind of weird.
That's the kind of thing. I think that the Magic Kingdom maybe needs the parade, and then the others can keep the cavalcades. I think that that would be a good happy medium, at least.
All right, so real quick, just some highlights from the trip, just because I know we're recording. But I mean, those are kind of the general thoughts. And the thing is, I'm not being negative about the service. And the thing is, like I said, everybody's got to learn. And the good news is that with each passing day, these issues should get better. The food service should get out there quicker, and it should be more efficient. And again, it's kind of like a double bonus, because as these, you know, new cast members, whether they're college program or just, you know, somebody's working part-time, full-time, whatever, as these cast members start to get more experience, they're going to get more efficient at their roles, which is great. But at the same time, hopefully, crossing our fingers, we're moving to more normality with each day. So maybe mobile order won't be the only option in a month or 2 months or 5 months. Who knows? So I think that, you know, we're trending definitely. And the thing is, I kept telling Scott, okay, so we were there on July 15th. This is our last day. And I said, think about this, Scott. 1 year ago was when the parks reopened. Like, okay, because we're both like geeks about this, right? I said, look around. I said, you know, like July 14th, like 1 year and 1 day ago, we had zero theme parks. And I said, look around, man. Like, it's back. I mean, the thing is, it was kind of weird, because in a way it took forever for us to get to this point. But in another way, it's like, God, like, I can't believe we're here already. You know, I don't know which one it is for me, because I'm both.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. If you really think about everything that has happened in the past year, and how the parks have come back in such a way, it really is amazing to think about, you know, the fact that things have, while it feels slow, it also feels really fast too. You know, like, I get, it's a weird dichotomy, you know, like, it feels super slow that things have happened, you know, like, we're just now getting all the rest of the value resorts and modern resorts to come back online. But then it also feels like, whoa, it has only been a year since the parks officially reopened, too. So, yeah, I 100% understand where you're coming from. It's totally mind-blowing that how far we've come in a year.
Yeah, because last spring when we were doing those live call-in shows, community check-ins, you know, every night, like, you know, when that was happening, it's still like my brain couldn't process that every single Walt Disney World Resort hotel room was sitting empty. There were no families going back there, having Mickey bars, talking about what they're going to do the next day. You know, there was no resort TV, you know, in each room that people were watching, planning out their next day.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, I saw the new show. It's fine.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's practical for right now.
Yeah.
The thing is, Stacy's show couldn't have happened over the last year because everything was outdated, fast passes, nobody had on a mask. I get it. They couldn't show it. And the thing is, like, it's a practical show. It's very, again, I like to use the word efficient because I like efficiency in my, I try to be very efficient in my jobs as a teacher. Yes. I try to teach my kids to be efficient in their, you know, studying and in their getting their work done. And the thing is that that show, while it's entertaining, it's not as entertaining as Stacy. It doesn't have the heart of a Stacy show. It was a must do, but it gets you what you need to know to have a good vacation. And the thing is, it's just a voiceover person. That's so much easier to update at some point because what it is, it's B-roll and a voice person. You can update that very easily.
Absolutely.
And we're in a time where things are changing like at light speed.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, This is true.
We're friends of Stacy, right? She came on our show for our Give Kids a World.
Absolutely.
We love Stacy. Don't get me wrong.
She's love Stacy. Yeah.
Fellow championship roller skater. We got a bond.
That's right.
Yep. We both won in Lincoln, Nebraska at some point. That's the roller skating capital of the world, by the way. Lincoln, Nebraska.
There you go.
Shout out to my buddy Wade, who I play golf with, who's also from Lincoln. Anyway, so the resorts. First of all, the hurricane bust, but it got me an extra day at Walt Disney World, so who cares? I went down a day early and didn't even happen. The worst that happened was it was our Pop Century Day. It was the 6th. That morning, we woke up, and there was like a thunderstorm. I mean, it wasn't even, you know, hardly windy. But the thing was, like, I could have ran outside that because, again, I'm a crazy runner. I got this streak going. And I thought, you know, I brought my big, like, floppy hat. I have a couple of spare running sneakers. I could get one soaked because I'll be fine. They'll dry out. And I was like, do I go out, though, and be the idiot that's running around Hourglass Lake in, you know, what is kind of the outer bands of a hurricane? It was a little windy. I mean, kind of windy, and it was raining pretty good because I wanted to keep running, so I did not because I didn't want to be that guy. But I did walk around. I did, I think, 48 or 52 laps around the building one at Pop Century up on the fourth floor. I just walked. I didn't run. I just walked. I did like 6.5 miles. So I did that. So if you ever need to get your steps in and you're at a value without a treadmill, just walk around the outside. It was kind of fun because I got to see the bands coming in, you know, got to feel the humidity. I was like, oh, I'm kind of in a hurricane or a tropical storm or something. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, so that was fun. Pop Century, great. We love Pop Century because we were there for 2 days without tickets. That's awesome. I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
Do a couple days without tickets because you get to do some fun stuff and there's no pressure. Went to Disney Springs, hung out, ate, swam at the pools, you know, bowling pin, hippity-dippity, rode the Skyliner. It was a great way to start the trip. We got there, you know, the afternoon of the 5th and didn't go into the parks till the 7th. We had a good time for, 36 hours before we had to even worry about anything. It's great.
That's good. I'm glad that was enjoyable for you, too. So
Building 150s worked out really, really well for us. Okay, let's see here. So then we went over to Yacht Club. Okay, so this was kind of the predicament I was in. I was worried, right? We're doing a value. We're doing a deluxe because I got a great deal there on a rate. And then we went to a moderate. Because actually I won that as a prize, 4 nights at a moderate. So that's kind of cool. So the thing was, like, the reason I went deluxe to moderate at the end is because that was the only time I could take that stay. So I know we tell everybody's like, Mike always tells people do the deluxe at the end. I know, right? I know. I never follow my own advice. But I mean, this time I couldn't because it was just the dates didn't work. But I'll tell you what. Yacht Club, do we have to talk about how awesome Yacht Club is? It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you can walk to the studios, you can walk to Epcot, the Stormalong Bay. We swam in there, it was fun. Great room. I mean, we had I could see from my bed the flying jib slide in the Crescent Lake. It was great. I mean, there was also that little Ale and Compass Market rocks, man. They have a good breakfast sandwich.
I saw that breakfast sandwich. That looked good.
And they were selling Disney Cruise Line merchandise in their shop.
They were,
You can kind of find Disney Cruise Line stuff all over the place. I think that they had a ton of stuff they need to get rid of, and they just put them like wherever they can. So I got a couple of Disney Cruise Line shirts.
That's awesome.
Didn't go to cruise, but got a shirt.
That's awesome.
So that was great. Then we stayed at Caribbean Beach, and I'll tell you what, I was kind of worried about going to Caribbean Beach because, again, standard view room. I didn't know if I'd be in a pirate room or not, which they're kind of out in the boonies a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
they are.
You know, the rooms themselves are kind of nice, but the beds are a little bit smaller, and they're out in Barbados. But close to the Skyliner station, I'll give you that. The thing is, though, we got Aruba, and it was just a standard room. But it was great because we were in the building 51, which is the Aruba building that's closest to Jamaica. So it's right by the bridge that cuts across. So we were right across the bridge. Oh, man, it's awesome. Right across the bridge from Old Port Royal. Also, we split the difference between the Caribbean Beach Skyliner Station and the Riviera Skyliner Station.
That's good.
I had breakfast two mornings in a row at the Riviera. I got their Madame Croque, that ham sandwich with Swiss and the egg on top. Oh, my gosh.
Your favorite?
Good. Oh, yes. 2 days in a row. My wife's like, you can't eat that every day, man. That'll kill you. I got it.
You run every day.
I know. That's why I run. Order it. Just walk over and grab it. It was great. It's a 5-minute walk.
Exactly.
So the resorts were great. And the thing was, the girls said, you know, because I was kind of worried, like, oh my gosh, we're going from Yacht Club to Caribbean Beach. They were fine with it, man. They were actually raving about Caribbean Beach, I think, more than any of the resorts because A, it had a ceiling fan. We're not easy to.
Oh yeah.
We're easy to please, right? We had a ceiling fan. Everybody was in heaven. But the Skyliner Access. Again, my wife hadn't been on vacation to Walt Disney World since 2019, hadn't been on the Skyliner, hadn't been to Galaxy's Edge, none of that. And she just kept talking about, man, the Skyliner is great. And I'll tell you what.
Yay!
Here's a great example of that. On our last day, and I'm not going sequentially, I'm just giving that up. We're already 30 minutes in. Our last day, we had the studio scheduled. And so, you know, that last day, we usually do Magic Kingdom, but you got to really watch getting back so you don't miss your Magical Express bus. In the Magic Kingdom, you got to leave the park so early because, you know, you might say you're back in Fantasyland. You got to walk out of the park, walk to the bus stop. The bus might be 30 minutes before it gets there, 20 minutes to your hotel. Then you got to get your luggage from Bell Services. That could be another 15. So it's a lot of time. We did our last day at the studios, and I knew we could stay in the studios for like really close to our Magical Express time because we literally walked out of the studios 5 minutes on, you know, you just walk onto the Skyliner midday. 5 minutes, you're back at Caribbean Beach. Just walk to Bell Services, grab your bag. It was great if you're at Caribbean
Beach. That's
good. Do the studios or Epcot for your last day. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Let's see. Real quick on that last day. Oh, well, let me just talk about Rise because a lot of people are going to ask about that. So here's the thing. Like, we give people tips on how to get your Rise boarding group. First day we were at the studios, nothing.
See, I told you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I mean, I had everything. I was out in the middle. I was out by the lake. I wasn't in a building. I was on LTE. And the thing was, like, it gave me, like, it, you know, I hit it, boom, boom, join group. Okay. So I saw my list.
And which I've gotten.
Before I could hit the button to join, like, this little orange thing pops up and says, it's gone, buddy. I was like, shut up. It was 3 seconds.
That's how it has been for me. Yes. Okay. Now you understand my frustration. I'm glad you finally got to experience what I've experienced.
Right. It was so okay. So that day we went to the studio. Obviously, we're going to studios. So we went to the studios and we did the 1 o'clock thing and we got group 134, something like that. And in the 1 o'clock second chance lottery is what I call it. But the thing was, it was broken a lot that day. So it ended up like at 6:30 or so. It sent a message, a push notification to My Disney Experience saying, you know, wah, wah, you're not riding today. And so, but that night we did go to Big River Grill over at Boardwalk.
Oh.
That place is pretty solid. They had a great server there. Like, she split our meals because we ordered something. I think we ordered like the big old nacho platter and then a burger and fries. And we were, you know, we ordered it. We said, well, we'll kind of split it and pick at each other's, you know, just so we can both have some nachos, both have a little bit of a burger. She brought it out, like, all split up for us, like half a burger.
That's awesome. Half a fries. I love when waitstaff does that.
I mean, it was awesome. And that place is awesome because you can't make ADRs.
No, you cannot. So if you're ever in need of a place to dine, you know, Big River Grill at the Boardwalk is a fantastic option because you can literally just walk up and get seated. Well, you know, you may have to wait a little bit, but, you know, that part's so fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. So. And, I mean, it's not much to look at inside, kind of plain.
No.
But the food was good. And
it's basic food, I'm sure, you know, but it's at least an option for people who are looking for a table service meal when there's nothing, you know, available.
Yeah.
My experience.
Agreed. So, and Michael saying that he kind of soured on the Skyliners last trip, but it was down a lot. We had no issues with the Skyliner the whole time we were there. Like, it was weather caused it to close. We had great weather. I mean, really, for the first few days, it wasn't even hot because the hurricane kind of pushed some of the hot weather out. And, I mean, we had no issues. We loved the Skyliner. I mean, I always have, but, I mean, we had zero issues. I think it's kind of luck of the draw, you know, with that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It is a button. And Scott was talking on Instagram. I did want to say flying in, we got to fly over the shuttle landing facility in so I got to talk Frontier because I have you.
Yes.
This is why. Okay. I was cursing you.
Uh-oh.
I hate Frontier. I mean, hate's a strong word. I will never, ever, ever fly Frontier again. Ever.
Okay,
unless it's the only airline on earth and then I'll drive. I thought I was saving money, right? Because like I was like, nope. Dude, it's $29 to Orlando. Your mom, I'm gonna find your
I
mom.
I know.
Because you your mom flies, like she must not wear any clothes when she goes on vacation. She must not take running sneakers, whatever. Dude, by the time I added, because remember, I'm playing with three women, you know, two girls and my wife and myself. I'm like, you know, I'm an honorary woman because like everything I do in my life's with girls because like two podcasters, they're both women. I taught elementary school. Everybody's a woman. My wife, my whole family, women. So the thing is, by the time you add a carry-on and a checked bag for 10 days for four people, dude, I could have bought my Southwest ticket for the exact, it was within like $30. It would have been the same.
I believe it.
Okay. Believe so it. Anyway. Painful, like they don't fly 737, they fly Airbuses. And those seats were smashed in the back. We were like in row 38. I was jammed in there for like 2.5 hours. And the thing is, like, there's no Wi-Fi. And you know, I used to be scared to fly. I like to say that I've recovered from that.
Yeah.
I have now flown because I would have never gotten on Frontier. A, they don't serve alcohol, and I used to have to slam a couple of margaritas before I got on a plane. And B, I always had flight aware, like up so I could see what's our altitude. Okay, we're still going up. That's good news. Okay, we're coming down, but at least we're halfway there, so I know we got to come down at some point slowly to land. I had no telemetry because there's no Wi-Fi. I couldn't buy it. Couldn't do anything. I didn't even. They tried to sell me a MasterCard on board, like I was at some timeshare like sales or something.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, going down. I'm coming back. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't buy that MasterCard because I'm never flying this airline again. They're trying to give away five round trips, like whatever. But the thing is, oh my gosh, like we can't. But the cool part was like, well, here's the thing. Going down, I'm like, man, we're over like water for a long time. I'm like, we're on Southwest. We are never over water. Like, but more than like 5 minutes, maybe by Tampa. And I'm thinking, either we've been hijacked. And the thing is, I don't have Wi-Fi. I can't tell anybody.
You
I can't
know where
check.
You are.
I can't look at a map. You know, like I can't look at FlightAware and see, hey, where am I? The thing was, like, we were way over. And then so when we landed, so we were coming in. And like, so I'm just, because I always get a window seat. And I'm always, constantly watching. And I'm like, God, we've been. And then Mallory had the window seat behind me because she never gets the window. But since we had assigned seats, I got her one. And so she's like, yeah, I see a boat down there, a big boat. And so I was looking down. Yeah, there were some ships. And the thing was, like, we were going over the water. And then finally, I could see the coast. So I told her, I'm like, okay, when we're over the water, I said, I'm going to know. We're either, because she was like, are we over the Atlantic or are we over the Gulf? I said, well, if we turn right, we're over the Atlantic. If we turn left, we're over the Gulf. Because I didn't know what we were over. We turned right real hard. So I knew we were over the Atlantic. And we came in over NASA. So we came in over Cocoa. Because they went around the big storm. It was kind of leading edge of the hurricane. But it was awesome because I got to see the shuttle landing strip, which was cool. The vehicle assembly buildings. That was great. But yeah, Frontier, no. That gate, have you ever been to that gate in MCO for Frontier? It's like gates 1 through 29. Dude, it was like every man for themselves in that. I don't know, like the Southwest gate, I mean, I've seen it busy, but it's like under control. It's calm. Like there's no. It was every man for themselves on Thursday night in that gate. I mean, it was just, it was nuts. And then the thing was, like when we board, we had like priority boarding because we bought carry-ons for everybody. So like you're in group one or zone one or whatever it's called. Everybody else zone 2 through 5. You got to get in the other line. Well, dude, people were jumping in that were in zone 5. I paid extra. Like, get out of the way. Oh, I am never doing that again. Sorry, Frontier. Never flying. Never. In Southwest, I apologize. Southwest Airlines, I will be back in September. I strayed and I paid. So I will not stray again. Southwest, I love you.
I know. I absolutely adore Southwest and I'm with you. Like I will fly them, you know, all the time if I can. You know, it's my preferred airlines. I've flown other airlines. Just because, you know, they don't fly to like places like Europe. So I can't go there. And up until recently, they didn't fly to Hawaii. They do now, and I'm flying them to Hawaii. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, yes, Southwest is so much better. And I 100% agree with you. Just the fact that they don't nickel and dime you.
Right.
And
they don't try to sell me a credit card, like, you know, when I'm captive.
You can at least carry on a bag, and you can take bags with you under, you know, the plane, which to me is so important. Like that part is important to me because I'm sorry, but I can't fit everything in a carry-on. I have hair products and other products and I can't, like, I have to bring full size bottles of that stuff. Like I have curly hair. This does not get tame with little bitty bottles of stuff. So I have to bring full size stuff and I can't pack that in a traveling case. So I have to bring it under the plane, you know, and the fact that they at least allow me to do that without charging me a fee is is why I will fly them, no matter what, because I'm not paying the fee to bring luggage with me. I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm bringing luggage. Right. So,
I mean, so yeah. Anyway, that just tangent. That's one. I had to get that. I feel better.
I'm
now.
So glad. I'm
the whole
so
time
glad
I'm like,
you feel
the whole
better.
Time I'm on that plane, I'm like seething, right? And at the gate and everything, I'm like, I got a podcast. I want to talk about this.
So
there you go.
Yes, exactly.
It makes
so
me
we
feel
did.
Better. Does
we
no
got
good.
There.
I'm just saying, yeah. if you get in that predicament, don't be a sucker like me. So, no. And it was all because of Ricky's mom. So I'm going to have a long talk with Donna. About
yes,
this,
please have a long talk with
like,
her. Yes.
It's going to cause me to do this. Anyway, so it might work for her. It doesn't work for me. So back to the boarding groups. Okay, so first day, didn't get it. Second day, didn't get it again. And the thing was, like, I'm trying to get it. Scott's trying to get it. You know, yeah. Elizabeth's trying to get it. We're all, and none of us. I mean, we know what we're doing. We've done this many, many times. Yep. So it's very frustrating, right? I didn't really care. I mean,
welcome
I want
to
ride Rise. Well, I want to ride Rise, right? I love Rise. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I've done it 3 times. The thing is, my wife has never been in Galaxy's Edge. She's never done it. I've talked it up. You know, at this point, I'm like, it's not that big. It's kind of a boring ride, right? You know, because then yeah. I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're not going to get it. Now, built it up. It is awesome. And the thing is, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to let my wife down. I started stressing. The last day we were there, Thursday, Scott got it for us. We got
awesome.
We got boarding group 50. And I'm telling you what, Thursday was our departure day. It ended up being the best because, like, you know, that last day you're trying to squeeze everything in. You got to catch a Magical Express. We had to get a Magical Express at 3:45 for like a 6:50 flight. But we went straight to the studios, rope dropped it. So my wife, the girls, Megan and Mallory went back. They wanted to do Rock and Roller Coaster. They took off when we arrived. Actually, what happened was Megan didn't have a boarding group. I went to guest services. They added her because she was not friends with Scott. It was kind of a long thing, but they fixed that quickly. So shout out to guest services, Hollywood Studios. They did the right thing. But my wife and I was starving because I didn't have anything to eat. So, like, I thought about this. Like, we're going to ride Smuggler's Run because you haven't seen – she had seen Galaxy's Edge at this point. So, we've been to the park twice. We just couldn't get on Rise. But we didn't do any of the attractions. So, I was like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to – me and you are going to do Smuggler's Run so you can go inside the Millennium Falcon. You got to at least do that. Like, and
yeah.
Remember with Scott that one trip, it messed me up. I had a headache for 2 days.
Yes.
Like, I hate it. I'm never doing – I had a headache for the first couple of days of the trip. Finally, I took some of my migraine medicine, prescription stuff. It went away, so I was good to go. And the thing is, I mobile ordered my Ronto wrap like when I got to the park. So when I swung through, dude, I ate my Ronto wrap in line for Smuggler's Run. Had my big Coke Zero. I was living the best life, dude. It was a Thursday. I was eating a Ronto wrap under the Millennium Falcon, getting ready to ride with my wife. We get up there. We're both assigned to pilots. I was like, oh, God, the pilot got me in trouble last time. That's how I got sick because I was up front. But the thing was, and I'm not bragging here, but my wife and I are pretty dang good Millennium Falcon pilots. Like when Mallory flew it, dude, we were hitting everything in sight. The thing was bouncing off. We were all over. My wife and I pretty much avoided much of the stuff to hit. I was on the. I got to do the light speed lever, which is like every man's dream, right? I mean, she didn't care, so she was the left pilot. And we did a good job, and she really enjoyed that. But then we got to do Rise later in the day. We had a group 50, which was great. I know there's kind of, you know, everybody gets excited, like if you get group 3 or group 1 or group 2, you know, low group. The thing is, somebody mentioned this, like Adam on, somebody on Twitter, and I agree with this, that if you, and Scott and I talked about this on the trip, if you get a really low boarding group, that's great. You're going to do Rise right away. But I'd rather get something like, say, from like 30 to 50 or 60, because the thing is, then you can get to the park at rope drop, knock out like a Slinky Dog or a Mickey and Minnie's or, you know, a Smuggler's Run or Rock and Roll, whatever, you know, some big headliners. You get like 2 or 3 in right as the park opens. And then you can kind of ease your way, like maybe have lunch and then catch your boarding group. That's what we did. It was perfect. But we got to do all of Galaxy's Edge and she loved it. Rise, she thought was the most amazing thing ever. And she's not a huge Star Wars fan. So she
liked it. That's so good. I'm so glad that she enjoyed it. But I mean, yeah, your frustrations with Rise are my frustrations with Rise. And I'm glad you finally got to experience it. Because like I said, even those of us who are in the know, you know, we try and we still get, you know, out of luck. And so that's why I call it more of like a lottery, because you really don't know if you're going to get it or not. And that's why I've been saying, you know, I hate to say it to people, but don't hold your hat on getting to ride Rise of the Resistance yet. It's still so much up in the air and luck of the draw, and you don't know. So, you know, that's my biggest piece of advice for people, even though it's disappointing. At least you're going into it knowing that there's a distinct possibility you may not ride. And it's just because it really is extraordinarily difficult to get, you know, a Rise boarding pass.
Well, we got a Rise boarding group every day. Like we got the 1 o'clock other two times. Now the one time
the
it
1 o'clock
up,
drop does help.
It
I
does.
Will
and
admit
the
that.
Thing is, there's not as much competition and it's more exciting because like the old days, like I got that when I was on Sunset Boulevard and you just saw people cheering. Now,
yeah.
The second time we got it, we were in ABC Commissary having lunch. And like, it was awesome because like, you just heard people scream. It's crazy everybody's doing it. And the thing was, there was this couple next to us that had no idea what was going on. And so they're like, why is everybody screaming? Did somebody get engaged? Just got a boarding group.
Just got Ryan's boarding group.
But we got one at 1 o'clock both times. So the thing is, the first time it was just having a bad day. So we didn't get to our number 134. The second time we could have ridden it that night before the park closed because our group was called, but we had an ADR at Maria and Enzo's in Disney Springs with a bunch of friends. So we didn't want to, you know, we were meeting friends for dinner. So we were like in a pickle, right? Do we miss dinner with our friends to ride Rise or do we go to dinner? So we went to dinner. It's one of those things like it really does. The boarding group thing isn't perfect because it really does kind of screw with your whole day, you know, because you don't know exactly when you're going to ride, but you don't want to miss it either.
Yes. No, 100%. That's exactly, again, another piece of my frustration. So I have a lot of frustrations with the virtual queue system, boarding pass, whatever. So, but it seems like that's what Disney wants to move forward towards because, you know, they're doing it at Disneyland now with, you know, the Web Slingers attraction too. So I'm super worried about being able to experience that attraction when I head out to Disneyland because...
Is that how you sling a web? I don't watch Spider-Man.
So, you know, I don't care about Rise when I go out there, but I will care about going and experiencing, you know, Web Slingers because it's new. I haven't experienced it. And so, like, that will be the thing that I freak out about. And we'll be there for 2 days, but, you know, and I will probably more than likely buy a park hopper just because it's so easy to park hop between those two parks. But, yeah, I mean, that's the fact that I have to rely on the fact that I can only get in, experience the attraction if I get the virtual queue. There's no other way for me. And if it's as quick as, you know, Rise is at Walt Disney World, I'm out of luck if I, you know, so.
Right.
I get the frustration that everybody has, and I 100% understand it. So, yeah.
We'll get there. I mean, it most people do get to ride the ride. So I think it's an outlier if you don't, you know, with the 1 o'clock drop. You know, if you really have the desire. So I think, you know, don't stress too much because now you got all my guests at the Magic Plus freaking out.
I know. I'm sorry.
You have a really good chance of getting on the attraction. It just might not be at 10 in the morning. It might be at 7:30 at night.
That's true.
Okay. Here's a couple of things I got to say. I wanted to mention Park Hopper. You said that Park Hopper is huge because that really opens you up to like the old days. You know, after 2 o'clock, we could just do whatever we wanted. Like that was the old days. Like, you want to go to Epcot? You want to go to studios? You want to do this? If you can, get the park hopper, especially if you're there for quite a while, because, you know, say you want to jump over and grab dinner at Epcot. You can.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool. Yeah. That was great. Also, I want to say I was going to tell you this story. Met so many listeners on this trip. I mean, so many. Over the years, we've met a lot of listeners have come up to us while we're in the parks and said hello and, you know, we've taken pictures and shared stories.
Like I was saying, it's so much easier to spot you, though, than it is someone like me, because you're so tall and you're noticeable, and I'm, like, so short, and nobody, you know, notices me until they're, like, right on top, and I like the podcast.
But, I mean, I don't wear Spaceship Earth dresses. You know, you do, so that's...
That's true. I do wear some pretty fun dresses. I mean, I don't own the Spaceship Earth one, which makes me sad. I should have bought it, and I never did, but, you know, I do own some other really cute ones, which I'm wearing one today.
There you go. I know. That's pretty cute. Okay, so here's the thing, though. First of all, thank you to everybody who came up and said hello. I know, like, Jason's in the chat right now. I got to meet Jason and his son. I actually got to run a couple laps around Crescent Lake with Jason.
That's awesome.
Much faster than me, but he was kind. I try to keep up. You know, I try to be, you know, the thing is, like, when you're with a runner, you can tell, like, is more of a runner than you. You got to try to, you know, man up and, like, stay. So I did. But he was nice. He obviously didn't try to just drop me like a bad habit. So thank you, Jason.
Right.
His son, too. His son's a great ball player. We talked a lot in the Yacht Club lobby. Just keep playing as long as you can. That's my advice. Enjoy every game. God, I wish I could go back and play ball again. That was so much fun. But just so many listeners came up and said, like, we were in line for Toy Story Mania on our last day, Thursday. The family behind us in line, they listened to the show. She's a middle school principal. We got talking about the show, you know, getting ready for school. I mean, one day, this is no kidding. I was leaving the studios. This is not the last day, but one of the other studios days. Like, it was getting ready to storm. So I'm like, we got to get back. If we're going to ride the Skyliner, it's going to get shut down. Like, I could see the storms coming in. So I'm like, we got to go. So we're like busting out of the studios. We meet a listener of the show, like right at that, you know, that right before you leave the studios, that little map stand that has Mickey on the top. I don't know what it's called.
Crossroads.
There you go. So we meet a listener there. So I'm like, that's so cool. So then we, you know, we talk for a little bit and then we, you know, go out. boom, right as soon as we get out of the touch points, meet another listener on the way in. They just moved to Florida from St. Louis. I hope you're having a good time. Hope you got your change in roles. So we talked about that and what it's like to be a cast member to move from Missouri to Florida. It's awesome. Then as soon, like, okay, so that was right outside the touch points. Then before we got to the, because then by this point, the Skyliner is closed. We're now running to the bus. So, and I didn't care. This was awesome. But it was just so funny that, like, in this little span, and then another listener comes up before we get to the bus. I just want to take a picture. I love it. I was like, dude, that was like in 100 yards. It was crazy. And it was so fun because then the thing was like, you know, this is where Mallory and Megan were just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Because, you know, they're like 13-year-old girls, you know, 13, 14. Like, I was like, oh, my God, can I just get on the bus? And they were very kind. They didn't say that. But it was just, I was like, it was so great meeting the listeners. But I got to tell you this. I know we're long. We'll just, I'll talk more about this stuff on Friday because Wednesday will be listener questions. But here's the thing. And we'll talk more news and stuff, what's happened, slipping on Friday, too. It won't just be all about this stuff. I promise I'll sprinkle it in here and there. Because there were some other huge highlights from this trip I got to get to. We golfed. And by the way, Frozen Ever After, the musical, or the sing-along. Dude, that is a amazing. Great show. That is sleeper. That is a sleeper, and it's not to be missed. We did it twice. It was amazing.
Agreed.
Anyway.
Agreed.
Sleeper. So, got to tell you, this story is hilarious. Maybe it's just hilarious to me because I'm a dad, right? And I'm just like dude that records a podcast in his basement. That's all it boils down to. Okay, so here's the final story, and it does relate to you. So here's the thing. So we went in to see, we went into Epcot. What did we have for dinner that night? Because we were kind of full. It was with Scott and his family. I can't remember what we had for dinner that night. Maybe it was Sebastian. I think it was Sebastian's. And we'll talk about that maybe on Friday. That
is a good
meal. That is a good meal. I mean, really good right now. But I'll talk more about that. Okay, so anyway, we go to Epcot. We're going to watch Epcot Forever. And we get in the park like it. And by the way, Epcot's open until 10, which is weird.
I love it.
Dude, I go to bed at 10. No, just kidding. But it was great. I go to bed at 10:30. And the fireworks are at 10. Dude, who stays up till 10 to see fireworks? What, trying to kill me?
This girl here.
No, I didn't care. I was on vacation, right? I'm a young buck. Anyway, so we go in, we get there like 7:30 or 8. We're just kind of like, you know, we'll do what we do. We'll just kind of walk World Showcase. Because again, no masks. You can grab a soda, grab a drink, whatever. Yeah. It was like the old days. Great. It's summer, just enjoy it. So at 9 o'clock, we decide, okay, we got an hour to the fireworks. We need something sweet. You know, it's how it is on Disney. So we're like, Scott's like, oh, Ricky talked about that gelato place in Italy. We're going to go get gelato. So I'm like, yes, we are. And we're standing like in UK at this point. So we all walk all the way down to Italy. It closes at 9. We get there at 9:05.
No.
Yeah, everybody's in there cleaning up. I mean, there's just fully staffed. Everybody's cleaning. The windows are closed. No gelato for this dude. So what do you do at that point? We want something like gelato. Ice cream. So we're like, got to have ice cream. Where do you get ice cream, World Showcase?
France?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So we went to whatever it's called. I can't say it. Glaces? Las Glaces or something like that?
Yes.
So we go getting it, and there's a huge line, of course. Okay, so here's the funny story. This is probably just funny to me, so hang with me if you're a listener. It's you got to give me 5 minutes. It cracked me up. Probably won't crack you up, but it cracked me up. So we're standing in this long, long line, right, for Las Glaces, almost back to like where you go in that little alley to get there. Mm-hmm. So we're standing there, you know, it's my family, Scott's family. We're just talking, chit-chatting and stuff. So around the corner, Joe Ficus and his wife come around the corner. And so we're like, hey, Joe and his wife, we're talking about, you know, all the races and all. Oh, yeah. Friday off, talk about I signed up for the Wine and Dine. I didn't think I was running Wine and Dine. I got caught up in the fever. Who knew you could sign up for 3 days later? I thought I had to, you know, and Scott had to put on his AMX because I thought it would sell out in 30 seconds. Nope. I could have signed up for it 2 days later. Anyway. So anyway, Joe comes around. We talk. You know, talk about his trip, our trip, run Disney, talk with his wife. We're talking like for 10 minutes. And of course, you know, the line inches forward. He moves on. Then immediately after Joe moves on, one of my guests, John from the Magic for Less, who I helped book his trip. And so we're, you know, we've been talking for months and months about, you know, our trip's going to be at the same time, both St. Yacht Club. And so he comes up. He's like, oh, man, I could never met you. But, you know, here he's there with the son, you know. Trip's going great. Thanks for letting me, you know, thanks for helping me out with the trip. And so I was like, oh no, thank you. And all that stuff. Got talking about like what's going on with his trip, my trip. And so we talked for about 5 minutes. Then after John leaves, this gentleman who listens to the show, he was like three people in front of us in line, but he heard my voice talking to these people.
Gosh.
So he comes out, I love the show. You know, it is, hey, I just want to let you know. Blah, blah. So, okay. So this all happens within, you know, like 15 minutes of standing in line. Okay. So now here's the funny part of the story, which I loved. Here's the greatest part of the story. If you're a dad, like a 40-year-old something dad, this is the best. So the couple behind us in line, like they go to Pam, my wife. They just go, what's his story? They go, what's his story? And so She just goes, "That's my husband." Like, that's all she said. I cracked up that she said that, right? Okay, so then, the dad has on like a Phillies hat, and you can tell they're from Philly. Like, they have that like Philadelphia accent. I mean, I'm kind of stereotyping, but I mean, they seem like they're from the Northeast. And so she had a couple drinks too. If she's listening, hey, it's World Showcase. That's what you do. No doubt. So the thing is, like, so what I tell her, I'm quick on my feet. I go, "Did you ever hear the St. Louis Blues?" And she's like, "No." Oh, she's like, "Yeah, I know the Blues," because she's a Flyers fan. I'm like, "Yeah, I played for the Blues in the
90s. Stop! Stop!
So the dad immediately, I think, is looking up her husband's, like, I think looking me up on the internet. Like, he's got his phone out and he's looking at me and stuff. And I think he was already trying to find, I don't know what he was doing. But the thing is, then I'm like, no. I didn't play for the Blues. I played for the Cardinals. No.
Oh my gosh. No. You're the
worst. Then I'm like, no, I just do a Disney podcast, and just happens, you know, there's Disney fans down here. We, you know, this is a weird coincidence that so many of us are all craving ice cream at the same time.
Right. Right, exactly.
Weird thing. I got to give you that. But then we got talking about it, you know, about because they had, you know, they're big baseball fans. They've been to St. Louis to Busch Stadium and stuff. But it was so funny because she's like, what's his story? Like,
that's hysterical. Oh my gosh.
So I tried to sell it as a former NHL player. So yeah, it didn't work. But it was fun. It was a great moment in my life. Like, it made me feel like, you know, Justin Bieber for, you know, 15 seconds. And
that's hysterical. Cool.
Everybody should have that 15 seconds. It was pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. So, by the way, Joe needs to stop it. He keeps taking pictures of him touching things like the honey wall, and it makes me want to throw up. So sorry, Joe, but no honey wall for me.
I didn't touch the honey wall in 2019. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a pandemic thing. I just don't touch it ever. Because
touch it ever because it's gross.
I also,
and it
don't,
makes me
know,
wanna...
also don't lick diapers. I mean, this isn't, you know, it's just common sense, right?
So him and the Positinos and all of them, like, stop touching the honey wall. I can't handle it. Yeah, no, for real.
Seems like restraints the word of the day when it comes to that cue. But anyway, so yeah, I never felt uncomfortable at all this trip. It was awesome. So we're going super long. We'll get to some of the other stuff. We golfed. We, you know, a lot of, like I said, Sebastian's was great. We did a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to get out there. I'll trickle it out there for you. But, you know, just here's the nuts and bolts to get you going on a Monday, hopefully. Super excited for the trip. It was awesome. It was everything I wanted it to be and more. Megan had a great time. People are asking, like, yeah, get Megan on the show. She might have said 50 words in 10 days. I mean, she is super quiet. She smiled a lot. She laughed at my dad jokes a lot.
That's good.
Didn't talk. I mean, she talked to Mallory. She's super polite. Just super quiet. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised she didn't yell at me every morning when I come in for my run at like 7:50, because she's one of those kids that sleeps apparently until like 11 in the morning. She's 14.
Yes.
So, like, I'd be busting in at 7:15 after my run, pull the blinds back, let's go to the Magic Kingdom. She never cursed me out. Like, Mallory, you know,
I mean, that's impressive. I'm sure Mallory would have.
I know, it's pretty hairy. But, yeah, it, when you get to go with your family, it is the best. It is the best. I mean, I love Run Disney races, and I love those weekends, but they're quick, and they're there for a purpose. You're not really on vacation. Yeah. This was vacation. It was just go have fun. Don't have to work for 10 days. Thanks again to, you know, just to everybody that helped out with that. It was awesome, especially Kathy. But it was just, it was everything I wanted and more, and it felt normal. It felt we're back. So, kind of bringing it home. So, we'll get to the other stuff, I promise you. But hopefully you have a few smiles. I did. It was fun talking about this. But Ricky, thanks for hanging with me on a Monday. That was great.
Absolutely. And for anyone who wants more Disney fun, you're going to get it this weekend from me. So make sure you're following along with all of our social, because you're going to get more Disney fun. And I'm sorry, Universal as well, just a little bit. From my end of the spectrum. So,
let me give you a little hit, because you're kind of a social media person. I kind of try to be, not really am, but I try. Fit checks. They're very popular. So make sure, like, as you run.
Yes, I did.
Hat by Mizzou, shirt by Mizzou, Apple Watch by Apple. No, just kidding. But people like those. I didn't know they were a thing. I learned that from two, teen girls. And so there you go.
I did see your fit checks. I don't know if I will be doing them. I'm sure that that people would enjoy seeing where I get my clothes, because I do I get a lot of questions about where do you get your dresses. Yeah. So
Old Navy every time. Yeah. My shorts.
No, well, most of my daily dresses are Old Navy, but my Disney ones are not. So
pretty much that's what I wear. Mizzou. I got like three sections in my closet. I got Mizzou stuff. I got Disney stuff. and I got running stuff. That's pretty much it since I work from home and my shorts old maybe, or unless they're running shorts or Nike. Anyway, so who cares? All right, so I'm going to get out of here. Don't forget, we're going to be together on Wednesday with listener questions. Friday, we'll have a topic to talk about. I'll get to some more of this stuff as well on Friday. I just want to ask you real quick, if you're enjoying the shows, drop by Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and a review. That would really help us out. Again, we're a 13-year-old podcast. We're as old as, you know, like if the podcast could tell us advice, it would tell us to do fit checks because it's like a 13-year-old girl. So I'm just saying, some of these ratings and reviews kind of expire after maybe a decade. So if you wouldn't mind dropping us maybe a 5-star review, it'd be great. Whatever you like. But a rating and a review would be awesome on Apple Podcasts. It only takes a couple minutes. I'd sure appreciate that. Ricky Wood, Pam Wood, Scott Wood as well. So that'd be great. Also, join us on Wednesday and Friday. We record those shows on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern. Join us on Facebook and YouTube. Get in on the fun. We love interacting with our listeners like we did today. The Magic for Less brings you all this good stuff every show. So drop by themagicforless.com when it comes time to plan your next Disney vacation. If you're there and you see, you know, some information there that help that looks like it's going to help you plan a trip, fill out the quote form. It's real simple. Just ask for some basic information. And there's a spot where it says, "Where'd you hear about us?" Well, of course you heard about us on the Be Our Guest podcast. If you put that, I'll give you a little secret. It comes to me because that's how I do my work. So if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, you and I can plan a trip together. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just there, and I'll be there a bunch of times here because I'm gonna be hopefully doing a lot of races. So I'll be there for quite a few times, but I'll help you out with that. So again, themagicforless.com. Mention the show. We'll be working on that next trip. Also, amazon.com/Be Our Guest podcast. When you shop online, no matter what you need, battery packs are awesome. Get those for your next trip. And that does help us every time you shop online. Doesn't matter if you're buying a pillow or some sneakers, whatever. Amazon.com. That's not even the right address. I've been doing this for. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Don't go to the other one. That's not right. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. When you shop online, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just bought one of those like awesome like neck fan things that you wear. God, I totally went all in on that.
You did not. No, you did.
I did. Oh. I did. I bought one for this next trip. I was like, I'm going to be the nerd that wears the neck fan. And I don't care. Like, I'm totally going to go.
So you're
going to
be cool, but you're.
I will be cool with my nerdy neck fan.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Also, a huge shout out to our patrons. I hope you enjoyed the quick Mike in the Midwest that was dropped this past Friday. I gave some kind of the nutshell of what today's show was, but I expanded a lot on today's show. But thank you for your support over on Patreon. You allow us to put out these 3 or 4 shows a week, and I couldn't do it without your support. It starts at $5 a month. You get some extra content. You get the Discord server for our patrons. If you want more information on that, visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Also, this Sunday night, even though Scott's still down at Walt Disney World, Pam is still down at Walt Disney World. Maybe Ricky will join us if she has time, maybe not, but we always have that Sunday night. You, me, and Scotty G a lot of times, but hey, who knows who it'll be, but I'll be there. So this Sunday night, join us 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central for an hour of your calls and the Disney news of the week. We enjoy doing that. So that's on Facebook and YouTube. So join us and give us a call. You can come on the show right away. We'll talk Disney and I can answer any questions you might have. If you have a trip coming up, and a lot of folks do, we can do that on Sunday nights. So join us for that. Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. You can see all my pictures from the trip. They're there, even the fit checks. And of course, Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. She'll be there this weekend. Follow along there. Of course, at BRGuestPod for all the great information on Twitter and Instagram as well. And Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe. You'll know when we go live. All right. We've gone over an hour. That's crazy. That's nuts. We got to get out of here.
That's a lot of us.
That's a lot.
We got to go.
We'll be back on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.